there were all kinds of dark little rooms in there, and we would go back and explore this barn. And it was very scary because a lot of times you would walk into a room and, you know, you'd walk into a spider web that would be in the room and get all in your hair and everything. And I can remember the feel, like, because of the floors in the barn, because it was always kind of a damp consistency because of the fertilizer that was still left on the floor. And the humidity, of course, would come into the barn and would cause this fertilizer to be kind of soggy on the floor, and it would sort of ooze up between your toes. Yeah, it was sort of a haunted house, and we all considered it to be a haunted house, but they had some of these old-time implements in there, that old harrows and disc that you use on the back of tractors for cultivating fields, and plows and horse collars, mule collars, and we had quite a lot. There was a lot of room in there to play and explore and to find these things. And then, of course, behind that barn was a place where we had kept livestock at one time. And at that time, we were keeping a few cattle, and we had a bull. And I can remember one of my favorite pastimes was to crawl up on the apex of the roof of the barn, and down below the roof, in a certain fenced-in area there, would be this bull that we had there, and he was very mean. And the person that fed the cattle would have to go into the stall with a pitchfork to keep this bull from charging him. If he did, he could stick him with that pitchfork. But he was a mean bull, and I would get up on top of that roof and throw rocks down into the bullpen. And this would make the bull very mad, and he'd start to paw the ground and actually run into the fence, you know, wondering what was causing all that. He couldn't really see me very well because I was perched way up high. And, well, other things that we had a few hogs out in the lot also there. And I can remember in one part of the barn there, I actually did have a young calf that I kept when I was in the 4-H club. And I can remember feeding this steer every morning before I would go to school. And I had, of course, a big sack of feed that I would buy at the Purina place, I'd get a big sack of feed, and I would go and put the feed into his trough and make sure that he had enough water. And I fattened this steer up and then later on sold him through the 4-H club. And he was a black Angus steer. And I can remember watching him as he grew for the months that I was feeding him. And he actually did get pretty fat. A cattle feed that they put up. It had molasses in it, and oats, and corn. It had a little bit of everything in there. It really smelled good, I mean, with the molasses and everything. It was sweet, very sweet. But most of my young life, I guess, was spent somewhere in that area just playing and finding one thing or another to amuse myself with. There was a grammar school. There were two schools in, the grammar school and the high school. Right. Uh-huh. Fort Valley Grammar School, Fort Valley High School. Okay. All right.